ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्रा स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमस्ते गणपतये त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्त्वमसि त्वमेव केवलं कर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं धर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं हर्तासि त्वमेव सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्मासि त्वं साक्षादात्मासि नित्यं ऋतं वच्मि सत्यं वच्मि अवत्वं माम् अववक्तारम् अवश्रोतारम् अवदातारम् अवधातारम् अवानोचानमवशिष्यम् अवपश्चात्तात् अवपुरस्तात् अवोत्तरात्तात् अवदक्षिणात्तात् अवचोर्ध्वात्तात् अवाधरात्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् त्वं वाङ्मयस्त्वं चिन्मयः त्वमानन्दमयस्त्वं ब्रह्ममयः त्वं सच्चिदानन्दाद्वितीयोऽसि त्वं प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वं ज्ञानमयो विज्ञानमयोऽसि सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तो जायते सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तस्तिष्ठति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयि लयमेष्यति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयि प्रत्येति त्वं भूमिरापो नलो निलो नभः त्वं चत्वारि वाक्पदानि त्वं गुणत्रयातीतः त्वम् अवस्थात्रयातीतः त्वं देहत्रयातीतः त्वं कालत्रयातीतः त्वं मूलाधारस्थितोऽसि नित्यम् त्वं शक्तित्रयात्मकः त्वां योगिनो ध्यायन्ति नित्यम् त्वं ब्रह्मा त्वं विष्णुस्त्वं रुद्रस्त्वमिन्द्रस्त्वमग्निस्त्वं वायुस्त्वं सूर्यस्त्वं चन्द्रमास्त्वं ब्रह्म भूर्भुवःस्वरो गणादिं पूर्वमुच्चार्य वह्नादीं सदनन्तरम् अनुस्वारः परतरः अर्धेन्दुलसितं तारेण रुद्धम् एतत्तवमनुस्वरूपं गकारः पूर्वरूपं అకారో మధ్యమ రూపం అనుస్వారశ్చ అంత్య రూపం బిందురుత్తర రూపం నాద సంధానం సంహిత సంధి సైషా గణేశ విద్య గణక ఋషి నిచ్చుద్గాయత్రీ ఛంద గణపతిర్దేవత ఓం గం గణపతయే నమః ఓం గం గణపతయే నమః ఓం గం గణపతయే నమః ఓం ఏకదంతాయ విద్మహే వక్రతుండాయ ధీమహి తన్నో దంతి ప్రచోదయాత్. ఏకదంతం చతుర్హస్తం పాశమంకుశధారిణం రథం చ వరదం హస్తై బిభ్రాణం మోషకధ్వజం రక్తం లంబోదరం శూర్పకర్ణకం రక్తవాససం రక్తగంధానులిప్తాంగం రక్తపుష్పైః సుపూజితం భక్తానుకంపినం దేవం జగత్కారణమచ్యుతం ఆవిర్భూతం చ సృష్ట్యాదౌ ప్రకృతే పురుషాత్పరం ఏవం ధ్యాయతి యో నిత్యం సయోగీ యోగినాం వరః. ఓం నమో వ్రాతపతయే నమో గణపతయే నమః ప్రమథపతయే నమస్తే స్థూలంబోదరాయ ఏకదంతాయ విఘ్నవినాశినే శివసుతాయ శ్రీవరదమూర్తయే నమో నమః. ఓం శ్రీమన్మహాగణాధిపతయే నమః. ఓం సదాశివసమారంభాం వ్యాసశంకరమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురుపరంపరాం. శ్రుతిస్మృతిపురాణానాం ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాదశంకరం లోకశంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం. సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః. ఓం సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యంకరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరి ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. Yesterday, I introduced the contents of Avatarika Bhashyam, wherein Shankara, using the Purvamimamsaka's concepts, he establishes that these ఈశావాస్య మంత్రాస్, మంత్రాస్ ఆఫ్ ఈశావాస్య పురుషత్, ఆర్ నాట్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ కర్మ, డు నాట్ బిలాంగ్ టు కర్మకాండ, ది యాక్చువల్లీ బిలాంగ్ టు జ్ఞానకాండ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ ఐ సెడ్ మింపూర్ మీమాంసకాస్ use 6 pramanas to find out whether anything, a portion of the Veda, any mantra or a thing is connected, associated with any ritual, karma. And I said first is Shruti Pramanam. I explained, Shruti Pramanam means where Shruti herself, Veda Shastram, Veda itself, present some statements which convey where, how, when a particular mantra should be used. Again, again, example of Ishetva iti chinatti. I said particular mantra beginning with the word Ishetva, reciting that somebody cuts a plant or a grass. It means the very statement tells when it is used. Like that, the next pramanam, I said linga pramanam. The very word lingam means clue or some hint. Sometimes the meaning of the mantra itself gives us understanding that where it should be used. Linga pramanam. Then there are other pramanams are also there, like vakya pramanam. I'm just telling you today for information. It's not important for you, for information. Vakya pramanam. So Shruti pramanam, linga pramanam, vakya pramanam, then prakarana pramanam. Prakaranam. Sthanam. Samakhyanam. These are the six pramanams. I repeat again for your information. Shrutihi, lingam, vakyam, prakaranam, sthanam, samakhyanam. Six names. These are all the pramanams used by Puramimamsakaha to determine anything associated with karma. And Shankara Bhagavatpada need not use all these six. He just use only two, first two. Shruti Pramanam and Linga Pramanam. To say that there is no Viniyojaka Vakyam, there is a Shruti statement which states that these mantras of Ishavasya Upanishad should be chanted, recited for performing or while performing this particular ritual. There is no Viniyojaka Vakyam. A statement presenting, prescribing a ritual is called Viniyojaka Vakyam. There is no Viniyojaka Vakyam. And there is no Linga Pramanam also. Then the meaning of Ishavasya Mantras do not have anything to do with the karma. No Linga Pramanam. Okay? And one more thing I said, there is no Arthavada Vakyam. There is no statement, there are no words in Ishavasya Mantras which present the glorification of anything. And there is no Vidhivakyam also found anywhere in this. Vidhivakyam, a statement ordaining a given ritual, also is not found in Ishavasya Upanishad. So the three factors are not there. No Shruti Pramanam, no Linga Pramanam, no Arthavada Vakyam. Statements of glorification. Therefore, these mantras do not have anything to do with performance of a ritual or karma kanda. This is what I yesterday introduced. Now I come to the class. Now let us take the introductory bhashyam and beautiful print here. Today I didn't bring my computer. Now why? The text is very clear here. I didn't bring my laptop. See the first sentence, I'm going to read it out now. Ishavasyam. Can you read after me? Ishavasyam ityadayah mantrah karmasu aviniyuktah. Karmas, actually I am breaking the sentences, okay? Karmasu aviniyuktaha. What they already said, we are reading it from Vibhashyam. Ishavasyam ityadayaha mantraha. The mantras such as or beginning from Ishavasyam etc. Means all these 18 mantras which form this Ishavasya Upanishad, all these mantras, karmasu aviniyuktaha. Very careful, huh? Aviniyuktaha. Viniyuktam, viniyuktaha means prescribed, presented, participle. Aviniyukta means not prescribed, not presented. So karmasu na aviniyuktaha. They are not presented, they are not prescribed for performing rituals. What are not prescribed for performing rituals? Ishavasyadi mantraha. Simple. When you break it, condition is. So Ishavasyam ityadayaha mantraha karmasu aviniyuktaha. That's why I use the noun viniyogaha. Viniyukta is participle. Viniyogaha is noun. Viniyogaha, presentation, prescription. So viniyojaka vakyam, a statement prescribing karma. Viniyojaka vakyam. Okay. Now let us see here. So these mantras are not prescribed for performance of rituals. They are not connected, associated with the karma kanda. Okay. The reason is given. So the first statement, opening statement itself says that there is no shruti pramanam for shruti pramanam in Isha, for Isha Vasu. The shruti pramanam not being there is denoted by the first statement. Okay? So the first statement negates the shruti pramanam. Next. Tesham akarma seshasya atmanaha yathatmya prakashakatvat tesham akarma seshasya atmanaha yathatmya prakashakatvat. Why they are not used in performing rituals? Why they are not prescribed for the performance of rituals? Because tesham akarma seshasya atmanaha yathatya prakashakatvat. Those mantras prakashayanti. Te mantraha prakashayanti. Those mantras reveal, bring to light, illumine. Okay? What do these mantras do then? Those mantras prakashayanti, they reveal what? Yathatmyam. Yathatmyam means essential nature. Swarupam. Yathatmyam means swarupam. Yathatmyam prakashayanti. Swarupam prakashayanti. Those mantras reveal the essential nature. They reveal the essential nature of what? Atmanaha. ஆத்மனஹ யாதாத்யம் பிரகாசயந்தி. They reveal the essential nature of the Atma. What is Atma? Atma, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, thereby implied by the term Atma. Okay? Atmanaha swarupam prakashayanti. Atmanaha yathapyam prakashayanti. They reveal the nature of the reality, obtaining as one's own self. The absolute reality of the whole cosmos, obtaining as one's own self, as essential nature of every being, individual being, is implied by the term Atma. So they reveal the essential nature of the Atma, nature of the reality. Atmanaha yathapyam prakashayanti. And which Atma? Akarmaseshasya Atmanaha. Kasya Atmanaha yathapyam prakashayanti. Kidrushasya, kidrushasya Atmanaha yathapyam prakashayanti. They reveal the nature of the Atma which is not associated with karma at all. Okay, akarma seshaha Atma. Atma akarma seshaha. Atma akarma seshaha means what? Atma does not have any connection. Okay, Atma is unconnected. Nothing to do with the karma. Atma does not have connection with the karma. Atma is not connected with the karma. So, akarmaseshaha Atma. Akarmaseshasya Atmanaha yathapyam prakashayanti. They only reveal the nature of the Atma which is unassociated with karma. The second sentence negates the Linga Pramanam. First sentence negates the Shruti Pramanam. Second sentence negates the Linga Pramanam. Is it clear? I said, okay, the Purva Mimamsakaha, as a Purva Pakshi, Purva Pakshaha, objection. Purva Pakshi, one who objects, as an opponent. So, he can take the words revealing the nature of the Atma as glorifications of Atma, and he may say what? There is Linga Pramanam. And Atma, this Ishavasya Upanishad discusses the nature of the Jiva. Jiva is a Karta, and a Karta is associated with the Karma as an agent. Therefore, Ishavasya Upanishad only discusses the, talks about the Karta. Therefore, this Linga Pramanam is associated with the Karma. It can come that idea. Therefore, it is made very clear, no, there is no glorification. There is no Karta who is discussed in this Upanishad. Of course, Karta is analyzed. The Jiva is analyzed. Jiva Swarupam is analyzed. But which Jiva Swarupam is analyzed here? Jiva Swarupam, which is not associated with the karma. That is what is discussed here. Jiva Swarupam is analyzed, not the Jiva is perceived as the Karta. Jiva is not discussed as the Karta, but Jiva is discussed as the Akarta. Okay. Next. If you ask how it reveals, how these mantras reveal the essential nature of the Atma which is not associated with the karma, that is said in the next sentence. The next sentence, Shankara Bhagavatpada just brings to our notice the nature of Atma, this which is going to be discussed in the 8th mantra of the Upanishad. We are going to see here, in this Upanishad there is an 8th mantra. That 8th mantra presents the, discusses the essential nature of the reality obtained as one's own self, the Atma. That he already mentions, which is going to be discussed later on. See now, Yathatmyam cha, Atmanaha, Shuddhatva, Apapaviddhatva, Yekatva, Nityatva, Ashariratva, Sarvagatatvadi, Vakshyamanam. See, Yathatmyamcha Atmanaha, Shuddhatva, Apapaviddhatva, Yekatva, Nityatva, Ashariratva, Sarvagatatvani Vakshamanam. What is the essential nature of the reality obtaining as one's own self? That is going to be discussed later on, he says. Atmana Yathatmyam, I explained to you, nature of the Atma. What is it? Shuddhatvam. Atma is of the nature of absolute purity. Absolute purity. Then, apapaviddham. Atma, apapaviddhatvam is again nature of the Atma. Atma has the status of being the unafflicted. Atma is of the nature of unafflictedness. See, Shuddhatvam. Atma has Shuddhatvam. Atma has the status of being the pure one. So, Atma is of the nature of purity. Apapa viddhatvam. Atma is apapa viddha. Atma has apapa viddhatvam. Atma is unafflicted by any punya bhava. Atma is of the nature of unafflictedness, that it is not afflicted by punyam or papam. No merit of right action or wrong action will afflict Atma. Then, ekatvam. Ekatvam, oneness. Atma is of the nature of oneness. Then, nityatvam. Atma is of the nature of timelessness. Ashariratvam. Atma is of the nature of formlessness. Sarvagatatvam. Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Okay. So, this is what Atmanaha Yathatmyam, the nature of the reality obtaining as one's own self, in terms of purity, unafflictedness, oneness, timelessness, formlessness, all pervasiveness, etc., Vakshyamanam will be discussed later on in the 8th mantra of the same Upanishad. So why he is bringing this, sir, bringing this now? Why does Shankara Bhagavatpada brings to our notice the nature of reality discussed in the 8th mantra, because there may be a doubt may arise, or there are people definitely have this doubt. Why can't I do something and attain Atma as a result of an action? Karma phalatvena kimartam atmanam na prapunyam. Why should I not attain Atma as a result of an action? Attainment of Atma means what? Attainment of moksha. Why should they not try hard, work, stand upside down, do shirasasana? Okay. Or practice meditation whole day. Meditate, 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 mental activity. Or do a japa, akhanda japa. I'm not undervaluing anything, okay? I value a lot meditation, yoga practice, japa, singing, kirtans, everything has its own place. Everything is important, everything is useful. But for jnanam, for moksha, only jnanam. But without these practices, we will not become qualified for jnanam. So these practices all, we have to validate the practices in the light of the Shastra understanding, how important they are all, that they themselves cannot give us jnanam, which is moksha. Because it is easy to do something than making efforts to know. Why should I not attain the Atma as a result of an action? Karma phalam. Do something. Then Kashyankar Bhagavatpada wants to make it clear. No. Not only Atma is not associated with any action as karta, Atma is not associated with any action as the result of an action also. Not only as a subject of action, but also as object of action. Atma is not an object of action. Atma kanatu karma phalam. It is very you. The question of it's a question of discovering. It's not to be attained as a result of an action. Therefore, he's going to say later, Atma is of this nature, which means Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Why? The reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. That is why reality is implied by the term Atma. The word Atma reveals reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. And this Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. No action can happen without the Atma. Every action is Atma. Result of action is Atma. The performer of action is Atma. The enjoyer of the fruit of action is Atma. All karakas are Atma. Are the same. Atma is free from action. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness, because Atma is of the nature of formlessness. It is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is pure existence. Atma does not do any action, because actionlessness is very nature. Naishkarmyam. You have learned this word in Bhagavad Gita. Actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. So not only Atma Swarup, the essential nature of the Jiva, implied by the term Atma, is not only the non-doer, not only akarta, also opposed to action. Is it clear? Not only the non-doer, but also opposed to an action. That's why, next sentence, see the next sentence. Tacha karmana virudhyete iti. Tacha karmana virudhyete. And that nature, essential nature of the reality implied by the term Atma, is not only the non-doer, it is opposed to karma. Karmana virudhyete. Is it clear? Therefore, iti. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, now thus, Yuktaha eva, it is appropriate. What is appropriate? Yesham karmasu aviniyogaha. It is appropriate for me to state, to present this fact that these mantras are not associated with karmakanda. These mantras do not belong to the karmakanda. This Upanishad does not belong to karmakanda. So, yesham karmasu aviniyogaha. Karmasu aviniyogaha. There is a non-prescription of these mantras in the field of karma. They are not prescribed for karma. What I am stating is correct. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, yuktaha. It is appropriate to state this. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Now, first part of the Bhasham, Avatarika Bhasham is over. Any doubt here? Okay. Next. Nahi.
Nahi.
Evam.
Evam.
Lakshanam.
Lakshanam.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Yathatmyam. Nahi.
Nahi.
Evam lakshanam.
Lakshanam.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Yathatmyam. So, utpadyam. Vikaryam. Aapyam. Samskaryam. Kartrubhoktru rupam. Va yena karmaseshata syat. So now, as I said already, not only Atma Swarupam, the Jiva Swarupam, essential nature of Jiva implied by the term Atma is not only a karta, non-doer, non-enjoyer. Not only it is not the doer or the enjoyer, it is also not an object of action. To say how Atma is not an object of action, Atma cannot be attained as a result of an action. To state that, Shankara Bhagavatpada mentions here the four types of results of action. Whatever action is performed, all actions can produce only four types of results. There is no fifth type of result. There is no question of having sixth, seventh, eighth type of results. There are only four types of results can any action, you know, can be there. Chaturvidhani karma phalani. Chaturvidhani karma phalani. What are those four types of results of actions? A result of action can be a product. And product, which means it would not have been before. After performing a given action, something can be produced. A product is result of an action. So the production is called utpattihi. Utpattihi production. Utpadyam product produced. Like our good cooks, isn't it? Before there's no food. And they put lots of ingredients together, they cook, they produce food. When you go there, 10 o'clock, dashavadane patakkale uttamam bhojanam labhyate. Is product. They make utpadyam. Then vikritihi utpattihi utpadyam. Utpattihi noun, utpadyam, producible product. Then vikritihi modification, change. Result of action is a change. An action can bring about a change on the part of something. Vikritihi. Some years ago, this building was not there. It was built. It was made, brought into existence. Then, vikritihi, a change. It undergoes a change. A piece of gold, and it undergoes a processing, it becomes a chain. So, modification, a change. Vikritihi. So, vikaryam, modifiable. A result of action is what? Is it? Can be a change. So it's subject to change also. Then, apyam, aptihi attainment. Aptihi attainment. So, utpattihi, vikritihi, aptihi. Aptihi attainment. Apyam means attainable, reachable. If you walk from here to the other place, 20 minutes, other place becomes reached. Something can be reached as a result of an action. Something can be attained as a result of an action. So, apyam means attainable, reachable. Something attainable or reachable is a result of an action. Changeable is a result of an action. Producible is a result of an action. Okay. Next, samskaryam, samskritihi. Samskritihi means refinement. Okay, samskritihi, refinement. So, anything which helps you mental refinement is what? Culture. Sanskriti. So here samskriti is refinement. So samskaryam, no? That which can be refined, purified. So purity, refinability, isn't it? So here, samskaryam. So, utpattihi, vikritihi, aptihi, samskritihi. These are the four types of results which can be attained as a result of an action. Now, Atma does not fall under the category of any of these four. Atma is not Utpadyaha. I have to remind you again, the essential nature of the absolute reality obtaining, implied by the term Atma, obtaining as one's own self, is not Utpadyaha. Is not Atma, is not something which was not there before, it can be produced now. Atma is not a product, not producible. Atma anutpadyaha, na utpadyaha. Why anutpadyaha? Now you have to connect the previous, what is said above. Nityatva atma e, you have to connect the previous sentence. Nityatva anutpadyaha, atma is not a product. Atma is not producible as a result of an action because of its nature of timelessness, eternity. It is always there. Atma is eternal, beginningless, endless. Right? Therefore, because of its nature of timelessness, it is not a product, not utpadyaha. But to connect that, nityatva atma anutpadyaha, therefore atma is not utpadyaha, therefore atma cannot be a result of an action. Second, then vikaryaha, vikaryam vishasi, atma is of the nature of formlessness. Ashariratvam, ashariratvat, because of its nature of formlessness, because it is free from, distinct from the physical, the forms. Atma is distinct from the bodies, distinct from the body. Atma is of the nature of formlessness. Atma is not subject to change. Atma is avikaryaha, unchangeable. Why it is unchangeable? Because of its nature of formlessness. Ashariratvat, okay, arupatvat, atma avikaryaha, na vikaryaha. Therefore, atma is not a product of, result of an action. You have to see it from the above. You have to connect everything. Then, Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Sarvagatattvat na apyaha. Why Atma cannot be attained? Atma is not attainable. Atma is not reachable because Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. So, because sarvagatattvat, sarvagatattvat anapyaha, na apyaha. Atma is not attainable or reachable because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, Atma cannot be result of, Atma is not result of an action. One more thing. Shuddhatvat Apapaviddhatvat. Two words are important words are there. Shuddhatvat Apapaviddhatvat Atma Asamskaryah. Atma, because of the nature of absolute purity, because Atma is of the nature of absolute purity, and Atma is of the nature of untaintedness, unafflictedness by any punya papa. It can't be touched by any punya papa. Atma cannot be refined. No refinement is possible on the part of Atma. Atma cannot be purified or refined. So, Shuddhatvat, Apapaviddhatvat, Atma Asamskaryah. You have to remember, now you have to say after me to make it clear. It must go into your head. Once you understand this, any Upanishad you read, these are the basic things. Atma is never a karma phalam. How to understand? There are only four types of results of actions. And why Atma cannot be a result of an action? These are the reasons. You can say this now. Nityatvat.
Nityatvat.
Anutpadyaha.
Anutpadyaha.
Nityatvat anutpadyaha.
Nityatvat anutpadyaha.
Nityatvat anutpadyaha. Ashariratvat.
Ashariratvat.
Arupatvat.
Arupatvat.
Atma avikaryaha.
Atma avikaryaha.
Sarvagatatvat.
Sarvagatatvat.
Atma anapyaha.
Atma anapyaha.
Shuddhatvat.
Shuddhatvat.
Apapaviddhatvat.
Apapaviddhatvat.
Atma
asamskaryah.
Asamskaryah. I'm very happy to see all of you are saying. This you must memorize this. Why? Why Atma is Atma is not anutpadyah? Nityatvat anutpadyah. Arupatvat, Ashariratvat, Avikaryah, Sarvagatatvat, Anapyah, Shuddhatvat, Apapaviddhatvat, Asamskaryah. The sams, you can say, we can see the nouns are Utpattihi. Utpattihi, Utpadanam, Vikritihi, Vikaraha, Aptihi, then Samskaraha, Samskritihi. So same all, masculine noun, feminine noun. Now the two types of Samskaras, the two types of refinement, purification. Suppose you come, the walls are dirty. What do we do? Just scrub, and pour water and clean it, remove it. Now, when you remove the dirt by scrubbing, what do you do? So if you are refining, you are purifying it, cleansing it. How? By removing the dirt. And the floor, you are wiping, remove the dirt. Then it is dosha apanayana samskaraha. Dosha apanayana samskara. Apanayanam means what? Removing, taking away the dirt which is there. You scrub and remove the dirt. Once you scrub and remove the dirt, it is clean. This is one form of refinement. Dosha apanayana samskara. Then what you do, you have cleaned it, it looks nice, it's clean. Then you further, you go and paint. The top you also paint it. By painting it, you makes it again fresh, new. It's called Guna Adana Samskara. Understand? So adding the beauty, embellishing an object, making it look nice, isn't it? It's called Guna Adana Samskaraha, Dosha Apanayana Samskaraha. So refinement is of two types. You can refine, you can purify things. An Atma is of the nature of absolute purity. Atma has no punyam, no papam, no jealousy, no hatred, no anger, no fear, no anxiety. Isn't it? Therefore, nothing can be removed from Atma. Suppose there's some jealousy, anger, hatred sitting on the part of Atma, you go and scrub and clean from Atma? No. This dosha appanayana samskara is not required, not possible, because there's no dosha, no defect on the part of the Atma. There's no impurity on the part of the Atma. And you cannot add anything. Sometimes you walk and run and do a lot of work and you sweat and you are stinking. Isn't it? You have shower. This is dosha apanayana. The stink goes. Then guna adana. Put some scent. Guna adana. So you cannot add. You don't need to use any perfumes to make Atma smell like that. So no samskara is possible. Why? Atma is already absolute. Atma is of the nature of absolute purity. There's no punyam, papam. There's no kartrutvam, bhaktrutvam. There's no sukha, dukkham. There's no emotion, anger. Atma has no anger. Atma has anger finished. Can never get rid of the anger. Atma has no anger, no jealousy, no hatred, no fear, no anxiety. Atma is, without Atma there cannot be any of these emotions. So Atma is of nature of absolute purity and it is untouched, untainted by any punya papa. Apapa Vidha Atma. Apapa Vidhatvam Atmana Swarupam. So Apapa Vidhatvat Shuddhatvat Atma Asamskaryaha. Dosha Apanayana Samskara is not possible. Guna Adana Samskara is also not possible. Is it too much of Sanskritam? Say Sanskritam too much? Otherwise, you won't be expressive, you see. Therefore, what? Atma can never become a result of an action. Atma cannot be attained as a result of action. If Atma cannot be attained as a result of action, the moksha, freedom, limitlessness, fullness, which is the Swarupa of Atma, also cannot be attained. This Atma has to be discovered as one's own Swarupa, one's own self. Therefore, moksha also has to be discovered as one's own self. So, what is the idea now? These verses. Why Shankaracharya talks about it here? This is what is Atma Swarupam, and it is this Atma, it is the essential nature of the Jiva implied by the term Atma, which is not associated with karma, even as a result of action, is discussed in these verses. Therefore, Ishavasya Upanishad does not belong to karma kanda, does not have karma sambandha, does not have karma seshata, karma seshatvam. So what? It is an independent text by itself, belonging to jnana kanda, which serves as a means of knowledge of the self, atma. Okay. Nahi evam lakshanam atmanaha yathatmyam utpadya anutpadyam vikaryam apyam samskaryam kartu bhoktru rupam va. Okay. Na comes first. Not. So atmanaha yathatmyam, the nature of, the essential nature of the jiva in terms of atma is not a product of karma in terms of any of this mentioned here. Therefore, atma is what? Na kartru bhoktru rupam. Atma is not the doer. Atma is not in the form of enjoyer. Atma is, what is atma? Essential nature of jiva implied by the term atma is not the doer, not the enjoyer, and not a result of an action in terms of utpadyam, vikaryam, apyam, samskaryam, etc. Therefore, okay, yena. Yena, na? Now read next sentence. Yena karmaseshata syat. If atma had this, if atma was a product of karma, result of, like result of an action, if atma was karta or bhokta, if atma has, if subject as a subject or as an object, if atma was associated with the karma, then you could have said what? Karma seshata syat. Atma would have had connection with karma. Okay? Therefore now, what is clear? Atma has no connection with karma. Okay. Sarvasam.
Sarvasam.
Upanishadam,
Upanishadam
atma,
atma
yathatmya,
yathatmya
nirupanena
eva
upakshayat. Okay, so there first he concluded that sarvasam upanishadam atma yathatmya nirupanena eva upakshayat. Not only this Ishavasya Upanishad, all the Upanishads conclude, end with revelation of the atma, revelation of the nature of reality in terms of atma. Sarvasam upanishadam upakshayah. Upakshayat means the reason is given. Due to the reason. What the reason? The reason is that all the Upanishads end, conclude with revelation of the nature of the atma, nature of the jiva. They do not say further anything anymore. After discussing the nature of the reality implied by the term atma, Upanishads end. After revealing the nature of the reality, there is no vidhivakyam following. May this mantra be recited during the performance of this ritual. No vidhivakyam. Upanishads conclude discussing the nature of the Atma, reality in terms of Atma. Atma Swarupam, Atma Yathatmyam. Pratipadayati, Nirupayati. Nirupayati proves, reveals. Pratipadayati means reveals. Nirupayati reveals. All Upanishads, what do they do? Sarvaha Upanishadaha kim kurvanti. Sarvaha Upanishadaha Atmayathatmyam nirupayanti. Atmayathatmyam pratipadayanti. They reveal the nature of the Atma. And what do they do? Conclude. They conclude, end with the revelation of the nature of reality. Atma. Nature of the Atma. Which means they are not followed by any other vidhivakyam. Therefore, there is no mantras found in the Upanishads. Upanishads are not Arthavada Vakyani. They do not have the status of being the glorifications of anything. Is it clear? Arthavadata nasti. Why arthavadata nasti? Why there are arthavadaha? Because there is no vidhivakyam following the Upanishad mantras. Upanishads end. Upakshaya means they end, they conclude with revelation of the nature of the Atma. Is it clear? Sarvasam Upanishadam Atmayathatmya Nirupanena Eva Upakshayat. Okay. Having said this much, now Shankara Bhagavatpada continues saying, not only the Upanishads, not only the Upanishads of the Veda, what Shruti, also Smriti Granthaha. We have texts, Smriti Prasthanam we have, Gita, like next sentence, Gitanam, Moksha Dharmanam, Cha, Yevam, Paratvat, Yevam Paratvat. Not only the Upanishads, also the texts, Smriti Granthaha. The texts come under the category of Smriti Prasthan, such as Bhagavad Gita and Moksha Dharma. Their focus also, they also belong only to Jnana Kanda. They also discuss only the subject matter of the Jnana Kanda. Even though Karma Yoga, the way of life, etc., is discussed in Bhagavad Gita, the ultimate aim of Gita is what? Attainment of Jnanam. Karma performance of duties is emphasized in Bhagavad Gita. Practicing disciplines is emphasized in Bhagavad Gita. Living a life of Dharma is emphasized in Bhagavad Gita. And ended with performance of actions with the proper attitude is emphasized in Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita teaches the way of life, how we should live our lives, how we should perform our duties, how we should be committed to live a life of Dharma, etc. is emphasized, no doubt. But the tatparyam of Gita is to help us finally understand the truth. Okay, even those smriti granthas are not associated with the karma. Bhagavad Gita is not a karma shastra. Bhagavad Gita is a jnana shastra, moksha shastra. Why Gita naam? Because Bhagavad Gita is one text consisting of 700 verses. That's why Gita naam. Why Gita yaha? It could have been. Why plural? Because the verses of Bhagavad Gita also reveal only the nature of the self. Ultimately, the verses of Bhagavad Gita also have association with jnana, connected. They do not have any connection with karma. Moksha dharmanam means the verses pertaining to or verses of a given portion in Mahabharatam known as Moksha Dharmaha. Moksha Dharma, apart from Bhagavad Gita, there is another portion in Mahabharatam known as Moksha Dharmaha. So verses in that portion also actually emphasize only jnanam. They also have connection with jnanam, not with the karma. Okay? So Gitanam Moksha Dharmanam cha evam paratvat. Evam paratvat means they also ultimately emphasize jnanam. They do not emphasize karma. The priority is jnanam. Even they are not, they do not have any karma seshatvam, karma connection with the karma. Karma seshatvam means what? Karma seshata means connection with the karma, sambandha with karma. They do not have. Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Anekatva.
Anekatva.
Akartritva.
Akartritva.
No, sorry. Atmanaha.
Atmanaha.
Anekatva.
Anekatva.
Kartritva.
Kartritva.
Bhoktrutvadi.
Bhoktrutvadi.
Cha. Ashuddhatva.
Ashuddhatva.
Papa viddhatva.
Papa viddhatva.
Adi.
Adi.
Papa viddhatva adi.
Papa viddhatva adi.
Cha.
Cha.
Upadaya.
Upadaya.
Loka buddhi.
Loka buddhi.
Siddha.
Siddha.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Vihitani.
Vihitani.
Okay. Now, from this sentence, I'll just stop and let me talk to you, then we go back to that lesson. See, now we understand it differently. Veda Shastram, with the previous sentence, Shankara Bhagavatpada has already made very clear that Upanishad is not connected with karma. The Veda Shastram, the entire Vedaha, always called Shrutihi, is it one textbook, one book or not? It is only one book. Whole book is one book. It is a one book, one textbook, serves as a means of knowledge, pramana granthaha. But Veda consists of two Shastrams. One book consisting of twofold subject matter, two Shastrams. There are other people, Vaidikas, Visishtadvaitinaha, some people, they are of the view that Veda is one book having one subject matter, one Shastra. But in the understanding of an Advaiti, Veda Shastram consists of two Shastras. So Karma Kandaha is a Karma Shastram, Jnana Kandaha is Moksha Shastram. Pravrityatmakam Shastram, then Nivrityatmakam Shastram. Two Shastrams are there. In the Karma Shastram, in the Purva Bhaga of the Veda, in the Purva Bhaga, the first most voluminous portion of the Veda, known as Karma Kandaha, there Jiva is presented as a karta. Jiva is accepted as a karta. Jiva. Karma Shastram of the Veda, Karma Kanda of the Veda, presents Jiva as the karta, doer, enjoyer. Prescribes karma, rituals. Whereas the Jnana Kanda of the Veda negates the doership, enjoyership, the part of the Atma, presents the Jiva Swarupam as non-doer Atma. So Karma Kanda presents the Jiva as Karta. Jnana Kanda presents Jiva Swarupam as Akarta Abhokta. So here there is no Purva Pakshi. There is nobody who raises any objection here. But we can imagine a Purva Pakshi here. Shankara Bhagavad Pada wants to clarify how can Veda Shastram presents Jiva as Karta in the Karma Kanda and prescribes rituals also. And same where Shruti says again Jiva is Akarta, Jiva Swarupam is Akarta. How is it possible? Kartrutvam, Akartrutvam. Doership, non-doership. Either being the doer, being a non-doer. Bhoktrutvam, Abhoktrutvam. Being an enjoyer, not being an enjoyer. They are opposed to each other. Is it opposed to each other? That one person cannot be doer as well as non-doer simultaneously. Because viruddha, paraspara viruddha dharma, attributes opposed to each other cannot exist in same locus. I can say Rama is tall and thin. Thinness and tallness are not opposed to each other. I can say Rama is tall, also fat. They are opposed to each other. They can coexist. Thinness and fatness can coexist. He short and thin, puny, can coexist. shortness and thinness can coexist. Shortness and fatness can coexist. But Rama is tall and short. Shortness and tallness cannot coexist. Why? They are paraspara viruddha dharmo. They are opposed to each other. So dharmas which are opposed to each other cannot coexist in the same locus. Is it clear? Similarly, kartrutvam and akartrutvam, bhoktrutvam and abhoktrutvam cannot coexist on the part of same jiva. Something called ardha jaratiyam ardha jaratiya nyaya. Now, jara means old age. Now, half of the body has become very old, half of the body remains very young. Is it possible? Either the whole body becomes old, either the whole body remains young. It is not possible. How can the Atma is akarta and Atma is jiva is akarta, jiva is surup means akarta. So here we should not have any confusion. Yes, jiva surupam is akarta, jiva surupam is akartrutvam, non-doership. Jiva swarupam is what? Akartrutvam. Jiva is essentially non-doer, akarta. What is discussed, revealed in the Jnanakanda is a fact which is to be understood. At the same time, in Karma Kanda, jiva is presented as karta. Here, it is not a fact. This is an adhyasa. There is an error on the part of every individual human being. Naturally, there is error in the perception of one's own self as the doer enjoyer. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. I suffer, I go through punya papa, I have punya papa, etc. So there is erroneous perception of the self and the part of every individual, and this error in the perception of one's own self is because of ignorance of oneself. So ignorance is uncreated natural, therefore error caused by ignorance, erroneous self perception caused by ignorance also is very natural. That without being taught by anybody, all of us naturally assume this assumption on the part of everybody that I am the doer, I am an enjoyer, etc. Isn't it? This is our perception, this is our understanding, this is our assumption that I am a doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. We need not study Upanishad to know I am a doer, I am an enjoyer. We don't need to study Upanishads. Already we know. What is it we know? I am a doer, I am an achiever, I am an enjoyer. These notions are naturally there, already there. And all of us universally have this problem. So Upanishad comes and tells us, you are a non-doer, you are a non-enjoyer. first class. Upal comes and tells us, what should we do? Upanishad denies my perception. Upanishad denies my experience. And you know, I know what I experience is real, true to me, true for me, real for me. So if Upanishad denies my perception experience, it causes pain. Once pain, I feel the pain, I will remove, come on, throw the Upanishad away and go away. I will not study Upanishad. So Upanishad first of all wants to win our hearts. Make first your friend, then make the person listen to what it says. That's a trick. That is what Mahatmas do. They accommodate any nonsense. Put up with all our problems. Initiate. They win our heart. Give the soak us in love and warmth. Then make us slowly discipline us. We'll come back and see. I'm sorry, I couldn't. So much to say. Stop it. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.